If you drive through downtown Hibbing right now, you'll see a liquor store marquee that reads DFL. Normally, you'd think that it was just an exuberant business owner making a personal endorsement of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party. But you'd be wrong. Iron Range DFL headquarters are literally encased in the bones of a defunct liquor store. I've been around range politics for a while, and details like this are what fascinate me. My family wasn't very political. My grandpa served a term on the Keewatin City Council in the 1960s. He voted to make way for the four-lane expansion of Highway 169, which once was a two-lane byway that wandered through the cities of the Western Iron Range. The expansion bypassed town, though, and Grandpa was off the council. To date, old-timers still say the town hasn't been the same since the new highway came in. This would have been back in the 70s. When I was a little kid, I got to go to Washington, D.C. and meet senators and congressmen. I've been interested in politics ever since. I volunteered on campaigns, run campaigns, covered campaigns as a journalist, and you can imagine I've never missed a chance to be a voter. When I was a teenager, my friend and I used to door knock for campaigns. I remember one day when we knocked doors all day in Virginia, Minnesota. He'd work one side of the street, I'd work the other. It was hard to watch the older people hear the doorbell or knock and watch them struggle to the door through their big front windows. Invariably, I disappointed them. Later, I learned my friend had been invited into the apartment of a scantily clad college girl. There is no justice in this world. There's been a lot of discussion about debates this year and how they influence elections. My favorite debate performance of all time wasn't attached to national politics. It was a mayoral debate in Hibbing, where I teach at the college and used to live. I was moderating a debate between the good-natured, silver-haired incumbent mayor and his unknown challenger, a young man who filed for office under his nickname, the Mechanic, even though he was not a mechanic at all. The mayor gave a staid opening statement, touting his work in city government and experience as the city's Social Security Administration officer, which for a retirement-aged area like ours is sort of like being a popular warlord. When it was the Mechanic's turn, he brought a friend with a boombox to the stage. The friend played a sort of hip-hop beat on the boombox while his candidate, swear to God, rapped his comments. It wasn't just some demo rap he'd been toying with, but rather a fully contextualized opening statement involving economic development and the city's blue bag sanitation policies. He did lose. Just 2 years ago, we had a county commissioner candidate visit our house. This might be common in town, but we live many miles out in the woods. This was a first. He strolled up to the fence where I was doing some work in the backyard, and just as he was set to chat about politics, my oldest son Henry sprayed him with the garden hose. "It's okay," he said. "I've got kids too, but that's what you have to say." The other day, a local range candidate ran a newspaper ad that reads, "Help me, help you." Indeed, that's the point. We need to vote this Tuesday, and perhaps for all the noise of modern elections, it helps knowing that some very human people and stories lie behind the pages of electoral history.